It's Sunday, the 17th of April, 11:30 a.m. Well, I'm lying in bed. 12 hours in bed, to be exact, 9:30 to 10:30. That was following the 4:30 rise on Saturday morning for Cabot's Hill, which is, thank the Lord, gave us some really, really nice weather. Although bitter cold and frosty in the morning, it turned into a lovely day. And a successful day for my wife. £200 in the day. It's only a few hours, I mean, it's not as if it's 8 or 10 hours or anything like that. But so it was good. So, very successful Saturday. But we were knackered. So, 12 hours in bed. Oh. Now, so I feel good this morning, although I must admit that I'm sore. I've got a bit of a, it's not a headache, just like a dull to get out of this window, which means getting out of the sun, which we're just about to talk about, which has now gone away. So down here, at ground level, in the jungle. it's not sore head, it's just that kind of dull head, and that usually comes from lying too long in bed. Not the lying too long in bed part, but lying too long in bed when you need to go, if you know what I'm saying. So, no matter. But my back's a bit tender this morning. It has been for 2 or 3 days now, but more so this morning. And it's not that I'm unfit for doing the car boots off, shifting all those boxes and setting up and taking down and all that kind of stuff. I think I've nailed it. I think I've found out what's causing the aggravation of my ligaments, because that's what it is, it's inflamed ligaments. And I haven't had problems with it for a long while. I think it's the belt and my jeans. The jeans I was wearing, and the jeans I normally wear to go to the car boot, has quite a broad, thick leather belt, which I do like. It's got a lovely buckle on it. But when I wear my other jeans or trousers, and even the work trousers that I wear, over trousers that is, they've got a narrow belt, but an inch broad, and I never have any problems with my back, so I'm putting it down to the belt. I think it's this broad belt, the 2 inches broad, that is actually, without my being totally aware of it, is digging in to the back or pressing on the back at the ligaments. So, we'll see. I'm going to change that belt out, find another narrow belt, put it on, see what happens. Right, apart from that, had a very good sleep last night. Over 10 hours sleep, 12 hours in bed, and that's with 3 toilet breaks. Yeah, that's good, you know, that's a good night's sleep. Mind you, we were tired. I lit the stove last evening. I know, I lit it in the afternoon. I was going to leave the evening, but I always said, just light it just now and we'll settle down for what's left of the day. This would be about 3 or 4 o'clock. And I think both of us were about snoozing in the big chairs by 8 o'clock. With the heat from the stove, I think I just put too many logs on at the start. Sitting there cooking. Well, it was a good day anyway. As I said this morning, apart from the wee niggles, I'm feeling good for myself. My well-being is on the scale again, from 0 to 10 positive. I'd probably say about 7. 7 point, I don't like a number, but 7 is okay. 7.4. 7.4. It's a long way to go yet to get even an 8 or a 9, and I don't think I can ever chart a 10, because you never know when the day you're ever going to feel even better than that day. I'm not even sure I'll ever get near a 10. or if I'm in sixth season, seventh. Well, that's fine. I didn't mean that. That was unintentional, being at sixth season, seventh. Unintentional. I'm not that clever this time anymore. This time of the morning. Well, for my body, it's this time of the morning, because to my body, it's the same amount of time it normally is when I'm up at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, but yes, it's going on 12 o'clock now. So, today, we won't be doing much now. A very light breakfast, not a normal senior citizen's breakfast, because we're going up to celebrate my wife's sister's and our man's Ruby wedding anniversary. We've got a dinner booked for them in our favourite local restaurant, which is brilliant. Been a while for us since we were up there. That's at just after 2. We've got it all booked for the family. So when you come out of there, you're stuffed, whether you like it or not. So we've got that in the afternoon. So that, you know, between now, which is, as I said, going on 12, and we're getting dressed, probably about 1:30. We'll head out from here about 2 and head up. Yes. So actually not a lot of time left between noon and 1:30. The time I get this tea finished. And, yes, the day's going to fly in, I guess. Remember, we've already lost the morning, haven't we? It's a grey morning. The wind has changed. It's coming off the west, which means it's much milder. Much prefer that wind coming off the west. Absolutely. That bitter cold North Sea wind. Oh man, don't want a lot of that. So it's changed direction back to its northern state. It's northern. No, it's northern state. It's normal state. South. No, west. Southwest, it is. Sweeping across the Atlantic. Over Ireland. Right up over here. Well, anyway, so it's not very nice. The sun was out, but I think it was only just a rare hole in the clouds. I don't see any more holes in the clouds. If it stays dry, that'll be fine. If it stays dry. So I've got something on my mind. Something on my mind this morning. Well, it's been on my mind for quite a while now. This morning I've plans to do it, if I get the chance, today or tomorrow. And it's to do with a particular aspect of audio view. Something that might probably will be news to a lot of people. Yes, it will be news to a lot of people, but to some, they may be happy to hear it. But we'll see. So, planning to record that piece of audio and post it on. Because it's something that's been niggling me and eating away at me for a long while. I think I spoke too soon about staying dry. I felt a wee spit of rain, and it wasn't splashes of tea blowing back in my face.